Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, our program that's sponsored by the Darien Loop Church of Christ. And we have basic Bible tonight. Anybody has a question or something to say, press button number one and you come on, regardless. And when we say Bible, we're talking about the basic instruction before leaving church. Bible can be an acronym, and we need to get with it. Yes, it's Brother Parker, the fourth on. He is a minister of the Darien Loop Church of Christ who sponsors the program. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's just such a blessing to be on the program.
Amen.
On air tonight, just realizing how good that God has been to each of us. And he's given us this opportunity to preach his word. And we just want our listening audience to know that we're preaching his word and speaking the truth in love. And certainly our prayer is that it's received in the same way in which it was given, and that's with love. Let's pause for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we approach your throne of grace in Jesus' name. Thank you for the opportunity to declare your message, Father. We pray that your word not fall on deaf ears, O Lord, but men may apply your word to our lives and that souls could come crying, what must I do in order to be saved? In Jesus' name do we pray, Father. Amen.
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 Amen. Yes.
Amen. So we're just thankful to God for being who he is.
Yes.
A God of truth. A God of righteousness. And a God of objectivity. A God of order. A God of honor. A God of holiness.
Yes.
And one thing about the God that we serve is that there is indeed a set standard. And I understand that in this postmodern age, many teach that truth is relative. Whatever you believe truth to be, then truth is for you. But nevertheless, the Bible is clear that truth is not relative. Instead, it is absolute. There is a right way and a wrong way. As a matter of fact, Jesus himself says straight is the way and is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life. So therefore, we got to understand that when it comes to righteousness, there is but one way. When it comes to wrong, there are many ways, but when it comes to truth and righteousness, there is but one way. So therefore, it's so important for our listening audience to know that and when it comes to salvation, we must follow the way of God and not the way of men. Now, today, men teach there are many ways to be saved. Some say all you got to do is accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Others say all you got to do is say the sinner's prayer. But we're not here to tell you what we think or what our opinion is or what we learned in seminary or divinity school. All we could tell you and all we're authorized to tell you is what thus saith the Lord. So, therefore, we're going to move ourselves out the way. Move our opinions out the way, because in the end, when it comes to soul salvation, our opinions and what we think don't matter. The only thing that matters is what the Bible says. And the Bible is clear. In order to be saved, you hear the word of God, the gospel of salvation, the fact that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again the third. They believe that. They believe that he is the Son of God. Repent of your sins. Confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and be baptized. And that is how mankind is saved today. That is the plan of salvation. God's plan of salvation, not man's. So I encourage our listening audience tonight to take counsel from the word of God and from the men of God. And we're just thankful to have on our panel Brother L.C. Parker Jr., who's been preaching for some 60 years. Brother Williams, Brother J. Johnson of Wharton, Texas, both dynamic preachers and men of God, and we're just thankful to have them and such men who are sincere about preaching the word of God. And I always like to use that word sincere, because there are many people preaching, but not all preachers are sincere. Some people preach for one reason or another. Many people preach for the wrong reason, but the true men of God preach for the right reason, and that's to bring glory to God and to act as a messenger of God. See, one thing about preaching is that what you are is a herald for God. Notice that even in the old times, the king, see, they didn't have the benefit of what we have today, newspapers and internet and channel ABC News and all this other kind of stuff. So what happened is when the king wanted to get the message to the people, he would send his herald. And the job of the herald is to take the message from the king to the people. The herald will mess around and get killed if he decided to change the message that the king was given.
Amen.
In the same way, the preacher of God, we're heralds for the king. And it's not our role to change God's message.
Yes.
It's our role to tell the message just as God wanted told, not change it, not fix it up, not package it in a different way.
Amen.
It's our job is just to tell it in its purest form. Unfortunately, you have many today who refer to themselves as preachers who have decided to change the message of the king. They're changing it to their own message. They're changing it to preach stuff that sound good to somebody. And instead of telling people what they need to know, they tell people what they want to hear. And unfortunately, in the end, that's not going to save people. As a matter of fact, that's going to help people be destroyed. So that's why it's important to seek counsel from true preachers, from true men of God who are unwilling to change the message of the king. So I encourage you tonight, listen to these men of God. And also, if you have questions, press number one, and we'll give you a Bible answer for your Bible question. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
At this time, we want to know, I would like to bring you to a point as well. And I'm Brother Lewis Foster Jr., and I want you to look in your Bible, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. And we're going to start at verse 15. Read the whole thing if you get a chance. But here's a point that's brought out. My Lord, we just begin to think about it. You know, if you've been listening to the program many times, you hear me go back to America. We are on the way to total destruction. I told you throughout the Bible, when nations and kings and stuff went against God with their nations, they failed. In Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, in verse number 15, the Bible starts out, "But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxed fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness." Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we get blessed by God. And, you know, rules are given on how we should do things. America once was under the authority of God. Many did not obey the gospel, however, but they went by the authority of God. They recognized God. They grew their families up in recognition and wanting God to be remembered by giving us the blessing of having such a great nation. We got Seth. I mean, we are big time. We were the leaders that led. We went to the moon. We invented all kinds of stuff and things on earth and thought we were great, the greatest on earth. And folk recognized us, other nations recognize us and looked at us as leaders. But now we have turned differently and become differently, just like what happened to Jeshurun. The Bible says in verse 16 of Deuteronomy 32, they provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations, provoked they him to anger. They sacrifice unto devils, not to God. To God, small G-O-D, yes. whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. You know, you look at it today, that America could care less about God now. When we look at the nation and look at the leadership of the nation, now it may change with the new president in, I don't know. But when the last one left out, we had total hell dropped on America.
Yes.
Our Supreme Court said that a man could marry a man and a woman could marry a woman. You already had homosexuality going on before they sat down and put the stamp of approval on it, which now we've gotten so fat till we figure that we are above God. We can do anything that we want to do because we are a great nation in authority. And who put us here? God blessed America to be what it was. And now they have turned against God. Verse 18,
yeah.
He said, of the rock that he beget thee, thou art unmindful. You're unmindful of the rock that beget thee.
Yeah.
And has forgotten God that formed thee. See,
yeah.
We are at the same point. We've forgotten God. God does not exist now. Man is the authority. Our leadership is the authority. Do as we tell you to do, how you to do it. And if it doesn't have anything to do with the Bible anymore, it's not one nation under God. It's one nation under hell is what America has become now. In verse number 19, he said, and then the Lord saw it and abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from thee. I will see what their kin shall be. For they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith.
No faith.
They lost their faith. See, when God blesses, you know, if we don't keep acknowledging God and we became a great nation, we just went crazy. And now we see the authorities over us have gone crazy. They that have moved me, verse 21, to jealousy with that which is not God. They are provoking the anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. Hooray! You read that whole chapter and all in the beginning of it and everything, and you'll see that what is happening, history repeats itself. You're taught that in history in school. History repeats itself. Now we're beginning to repeat some of the same foolishness that big nations, great nations did it. Way before our time. Amen? From the beginning, when they start going against God. Amen?
Nah.
When God created Adam and Eve and told them to go eat of the fruit in the midst of the garden, what happened? They got convinced. She became convinced by Satan to eat, and she gave it to Adam, and he ate it.
Yes.
And look at what happened. And this thing has been happening throughout the history of the earth. But God has told us what to do, when to do, if to do, if not to do.
Yes.
We have basic instructions that were given to us in the Bible. We need to read it. And notice, Paul even defined it even better. Romans chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
And look at verse number 22 specifically, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Yeah.
Look at our country. We professing ourselves to become wise, we become fools. And you can look at it now. To put the stamp of approval on foolish America right now, who has become the new Sodom and Gomorrah, because our highest authority of the country has declared that a man marry a man, woman marry a woman. And then I believe the last president that left out, Mr. Obama, he said that all schools in America should have transgender bathrooms. Why? You know why? Well, how many children do you think that we have across America in all the school districts in every state? Huh? How many children you think of that? And those children will have a choice to go into a transgender bathroom, or I guess they might have a boy and a girl bathroom. But now the way the sin is going on, children can be so easily misled. And that little boy might say, well, they say I'm a boy, but I feel like a girl. I think I will be a girl. I'm a girl now. I don't care what my birth certificate say. I'm a girl. I no longer am a boy. And a girl do just the same thing. They say on my birth certificate I'm a girl, but I'm a boy. I know it. I feel it. And I want to be a boy. Hey, what kind of development is that? And by the time those children go from the first grade to the 12th grade and graduate and get out in the world, there'll be nothing but messed up people. The boys will be boys, will be girls, and the girls will be boys. And they will multiply in earth. It will multiply in the United States if we get that far. Because our enemy in the eastern part of the world are laughing at this country. Because many of them did the same thing that we're doing here now. And they're in the country, and they're doing things for the country, and they're everywhere, and they're ready. They're running corner stores all over America. Hotels, motels, Holiday Inn, all over America. They are here and laughing at us because they can see the fall and destruction of what was once a great nation. And we cannot deny it right now. We cannot deny the supreme authority over the United States of America has declared that you can do anything you want to do, that we are the new Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of foolishness that's going on. But when you start embracing that, you on the way to hell practically.
Yeah.
Because that's going to take us out. And we need to stand against it, preach against it. And those of you that are members of the body of Christ, you need to not accept it. And a lot of people get scared and embrace Satan. Well, if that's what they want to do, don't you say that. You know, if that's what they think, they can do it. I don't care about it. They can. You better care. You know, what you think God in heaven is saying? He is moving on this nation right now. Look at the change in the weather and thing that's going on. The disaster that's going on. And they're going to get worse. Because God is not in harmony with America, not anymore. Amen? But God will always be in harmony with members of the body of Christ. We just keep walking in the footsteps of Jesus, living the life that God has commanded us to live in the midst of this provocatively stupid nation right now. Many of us who are older, we understand. We were very proud to say that flag, one nation, under the pledge of allegiance in the flag, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now we are busted up and messed up right now. All of the prestige and the honor and the glory that we were receiving, being threatened with all kind of wealth and stuff. Now look at us now. We're on the way to destruction. The only thing, the only thing that can change us from being destroyed is that we repent as a nation and re-embrace God. Now, everybody that we can say, we got all these different churches and all this kind of stuff in America, you see, but the acknowledgement of God is important. Now, everybody, even in the Church of Christ, is not going to be saved, but nobody in any other church, but the other churches, you should at least tell us God come first. Now, God does not come first now. The Supreme Court of America comes above God because they have taken God's seat over the people down here on earth. And that God is angry. And the more we preach the gospel, you know what God's going to do. He'll spare his own. But the gospel is, it'll make the Holy Spirit go into action. You see, we know it is wrong because it's wrong in the Bible. And when we preach the word of God, the Holy Spirit let them know that God is in authority. And we know that, and we got to continue to do that in the midst of a crooked and a perverse generation like we have today. And that's a shame. But that has happened over and over again, starting from the book of Genesis. It worked. It happened over and over again. When people went against God. Now, we've got to get it right. Get it right. America, we need to repent as a nation. Just let that law go. Kill that law. I hope, trust, and pray. Hooray! If any people that know Donald Trump listening on this air now, you ask Mr. Trump to please try to use his authority to get the Senate and the Congress to go against the Supreme Court and change that law. Amen. And don't ever put transgender bathrooms in these schools in America. Ooh, what are you talking about? You'll be the new Sodom and Gomorrah. I wish I could tell you about Sodom and Gomorrah. You already know about it. Read it in the Bible. Two male angels out of heaven walk the streets going to Lot's house, all of the old men, young men from all parts of the city, with that desire to write those angels. Hooray! It's going to be some total mess going on in America. Yeah. Men, you better get ready for this kind of foolishness because they'll start raping you. We were told that when we traveled around America with the Coalition for Religious Freedom, which was under the guy who was president there then, Ronald Reagan, we were taught by the Supreme Authority to be careful in certain cities because you can get raped as a man because they still had homosexuality going on overseas and places. Amen? Now, they knew that then why have you said that it's all right for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman? What are you talking about? You have let one of the most sickest diseases that's ever been put on planet Earth. Ever. God had to wipe Sodom and Gomorrah off the planet Earth. I walked on the sand where it used to be. I was there to walk on that sand. Nothing could be found there. God completely washed them off of the planet of Earth. The planet of Earth. Hooray! So what do we think what's going to America? America will be totally destroyed. Now, will it become the end of this nation? You never know this nation was here? No, God can let us fall under the power and authority of another nation that will come in and straighten it up. See, we have people overseas and stuff that have been through what we have been through, and they have fallen. And they're laughing at us now, ready to take it over. Amen? We need to repent as a nation. And all these men who call themselves preachers, you better stop your foolishness and save the salvation. At least try to help to save the nation of America. Stop the foolishness. You in it for the money and the honeys and anything else you can do up in those churches. It's your church because you got the Section 501(c) on it. You see, the Church of Christ does not have a Section 501(c) over it. Christ is the head of the church and the savior of the body. Let's not ever forget that. The one church in the Bible belongs to Christ. If you're here tonight and you listen, repent and ask your leadership to repent or try to get it to repent so that we can save America.
Amen. Yeah.
Brother Johnson, Brother William?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're up. Yes, sir.
I'm ready.
Yes, sir. Come on.
I'm going to follow up while you started that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In Galatians chapter 5.
Yes.
And verse 21.
Uh-huh.
Where it started 20 through 21. Well, I'm back on up a little bit further. 19, I can get with it. It says, now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these.
Yes.
Adulteries, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, viruses, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, reveling, such that like these have I tell you before, as I have before have also told you in time past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Amen.
The Bible clearly states what it says.
Yeah.
And it makes its point what it says. God made his point through the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul I write this on his own.
No.
The Holy Spirit guided his hands and his heart and his mind and his soul to write everything down. He told him what to do and how to do it, and he wrote it. Now, whether we like it or not, it's still not going to change God's mind.
Amen.
The Bible tells us all of those things that we do like that is nothing but sin.
Amen.
Yes.
We're going to be lost, like you said earlier, in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, beginning at verse 15 to the end of that chapter. It sure enough ties in with it, too.
Amen.
Yes.
So God is tired of the mess.
Look at
killing one another now.
Ooh.
You can't like I said last week, you can't turn the television on without somebody shooting up somebody. Now we got people just going crazy shooting up everybody.
Yes.
Don't make no difference. He don't even have to know you now. And just kill you, blow your butt, and then make videos of it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, man.
Make videos of it. Let you know he don't care. And then he turn around and pull a gun on himself.
Yeah.
They hemmed him up at McDonald's up there in Cleveland, Ohio, and now he dead.
Yep.
And then we got another man, he went around and killed his three people.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Folks are just going madly crazy because they study pushing the button.
Yes.
Telling the folks, you do what you got to do. Do what you want to do.
Yes.
Don't say the laws of the land. Don't do nothing right. Just do everything wrong.
Amen.
In chapter 16 and verse 4, God said, I made the wicked. And the evil.
Yes.
So the wicked is killing the evil.
Yeah.
God's getting the evil out of the way by the wicked.
Mm.
You don't see about the righteous doing that, but you hear about the wicked doing it.
Oh, yeah.
They kill one another up. And God said, okay, keep on sinning, and you finna go.
Yeah.
I'm finna cut you off from the earth. People better get right if they want to go to heaven. See, we got some in the church better get it right and quit playing with this sin thing.
Yeah.
Because God has nothing to play with. Huh?
Amen.
Wrong one. When you mess with God, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Amen. Going in the bathroom, the little boys and little girls. I'm a little boy and I'm a little girl. You were not born like that.
Nope.
Amen.
You know that mess. You got some time to start thinking evil.
Yeah.
Look at Bruce Jenner. They done brought him back on television talking that crazy talk.
Mm.
And
amen.
He got grown children, Leroy.
Yeah, bunch of girls.
Huh?
Mm.
But now he's a woman, huh? That had himself changed, that cut all himself out. You know that.
Amen.
Craziness, you know that foolishness. That man is sick in the head.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Like you said, brother, it's not abomination before God.
It's confusion.
Huh? You know better than
man.
Better than that.
Yes.
God ain't gonna put up with that. He's telling us right here in the book. He's not gonna put
amen.
Up with that.
No.
Huh?
No, sir.
And we got
proof.
It's gonna make a difference. Everybody's born different, and everybody's born different. No, you were not.
That's not true.
God only made male and female from the beginning. Genesis
amen.
Chapter 5, verse 1
amen.
And 2.
Amen.
And Genesis
amen.
Chapter 1, verse 26 through 28.
Yes.
And Matthew
amen.
19, verse 1 through 5.
Yes.
Huh? And it's still the same
amen.
Thing.
Still make male
and it's still male and female today. And we got to change the world around. We can't do that.
Amen.
Guess what? We blame the God of heaven for it.
Lying
against
amen.
Lying against our God.
Yeah.
Huh? That is so
amen.
Sad.
Pathetic.
You're right, brother. It's pathetic. It's just pitiful our people that y'all are living.
Yep.
They don't even care no more. Little
amen.
Children than their parents.
Oh.
When I was growing up, if you said the word lie, brother, when you nearly got your mouth knocked off.
Yeah.
Yes.
The parents out said the same thing that the parents, and they won't even try to correct them.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, parents heard
amen.
You cussing grown people out like you, Brother Parker, and you, Brother Williams.
Yeah.
I was knocked to the floor before I could get up good.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Mother said,
yes.
What she grabbed. Whatever she grabbed, that's what you got knocked to the floor with. Now kids cussing mama and daddy's out. Pull guns and knives and razors and tell them, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
You see how wicked the world is?
Yes.
But the book of Proverbs, 23rd chapter, verse 13 says, beat him. The rod won't kill him.
Won't kill him.
Huh? I got a minute whooping for doing wrong things when I knew it was wrong and mama told me not to do it.
Yeah.
Mama didn't say, well, son, you all right. Go ahead. Oh, no, sir. No, ma'am.
Nope.
You got beat down.
Amen.
Out of prison, Brother William. I ain't never been to jail.
Yes.
I ain't got no prison record.
Amen.
My record is clean as a board of hell, that they say.
Yes.
We got folks today doing everything. Young men, you know, with an old man, 74 years old, and that man killed that man. For no reason. He killed that man. It's a foolishness.
That's demonic.
To go kill an innocent man.
That's the devil.
Huh?
Amen.
They don't want to kill. See, that's why we're saying you got to be ready because you don't know what death is.
Yes.
Huh? The man dead now. The man can't come back and get it right. Huh?
Mm. Amen.
Because the other man showed up ain't going to get it right.
Mm.
He's straight for hell and he was already there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Kill innocent people for no reason? Come on now. Even they're killing the laws now.
Yeah.
The laws, they can't sit up in their cars no more.
That's
pulling guns. Walk up to the police car, just shoot right through the glass.
Yep.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
No fear.
No fear in that. The Bible says there's no fear in them.
That's right.
They have no respect towards God or towards their fellow man, or no respect towards authority.
Nope.
Just shoot you down.
Brother Johnson? Brother Johnson?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but
Brown,
huh?
We got a question coming in.
All
right. Got a question coming
in.
Come on in.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to hear your explanation for, you know, Christ died for our sins. A lot of people want to know, well, if Christ died for our sins, and how is it that he's still alive? Shouldn't he still be dead?
No, sir. When
okay.
Christ died for our sins, Christ rose from the grave.
Yes.
Bodily. And he rose and he went back to heaven. God will never die again. Don't let nobody fool you with that philosophy and foolishness. If he died in vain, we ain't going to heaven. We're going to hell anyway. You see, a lot of folks don't read the Bible right. They read one scripture and go ahead and say, well, that's all right. Get into the Word like you're supposed to. God set up his program through the apostles' writing, and we are to follow those rules by God's sake. God said we had to be baptized into Christ to be raised from the dead. Read that in Acts 2 and verse 38 to 47.
Yes.
If you have not been risen with Christ, you still in your sin. Christ already rose.
Yes.
He fulfilled all the Old Testament law. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17. Romans 10 verse 4. I could go on with the whole list. I'm giving you something to think about.
Yes.
The Bible is right.
And Jesus Christ died. He was born in the flesh.
Amen.
He was not born of the seed of man. He
Amen.
Has no earthly father. He was born in the flesh of his mother Mary by the power of God.
Amen.
So he is the only man begotten in the flesh, having no earthly father. That's why he is the only begotten Son of God. Now, the man, Jesus Christ, who lived a perfect human life, died in the flesh.
Amen.
God,
Amen.
Christ was 100% God and 100% man at the same time.
Amen.
But the man, the flesh died. That flesh died on the cross and became the perfect sacrifice for the spiritual sins of all mankind.
Amen.
When Jesus was raised from the grave, when he raised himself from the dead, he raised his physical fleshly body.
Amen.
When he went to heaven, his body was dissolved.
That's it.
The body was dissolved. As he ascended to heaven, the body was dissolved. That is, it was dissolved into nothing. The same thing is going to occur with the body and the earth and all of the heavens that we know and experience today. They will be dissolved. They will vanish away. There will be no more heaven and earth as we know it today.
Amen.
The new heaven, the new earth will exist as it exists now in the spirit.
That's it.
The new heaven and the new earth exist right now.
That's it.
It is the spiritual realm of God.
Amen.
It is where God and the angel and the kingdom exist. And so we who are spiritual members of the body of Christ, who are spiritual followers and disciples of Christ, we are citizens of the heavenly kingdom. It's in the second heaven. It's in the spiritual realm of God. The kingdom is spirit. God is spirit. Christ is spirit. He was in the flesh, but the flesh is dissolved. He is spirit. He is gone back to where he was. He was equal with God. He is now back in the position and in the form of God that he left.
Amen.
Chapter 2, verses 5 through 9 explains that to us. Though he was in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to make of himself no reputation, but he took on the form and the glory of man so that he might save man. But now he has gone back and returned to his deity as God in the spirit. That's alive today is God, who is the Holy Spirit, the eternal God, the almighty God, the everlasting Father.
So I see. So what you're saying is that Christ, the man, is still dead. That person is no longer here, and that's the person who died for us. That human is no longer Christ is no longer human. So that person is dead, and so they're still dead. Okay, I get that.
Hey, He's in the spirit.
But Christ is alive in the spirit, but his fleshly body has been dissolved. His fleshly body is no longer here. So I see that now.
Say what now?
Well, here's
you know,
how to see
his physical body is
really
dead, is permanent, is
okay,
never going to come back.
But
so that's what was lost, and
sir,
God accepted that as a sacrifice.
Okay.
And so
okay,
that
sir,
physical body that is what saves us.
Well,
but he's
no,
alive
let's
in
the
spirit.
This.
Here's the key.
The Father of Jesus on earth has always been God the Father.
Yes, of course.
And
I understand that.
Okay,
he
so
had
what
no earthly
was,
father.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. You and I and everybody else on earth going to die. And from dust thou art and dust thou shall return.
Uh-huh.
So the body that he was given as humans have,
mm-hmm,
he went to the dust, but he was still Jesus Christ holistically, and he went back
okay
to heaven. But he came here and set an example for us to follow. That's why we sometimes use the term we got to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. His what he did was righteousness holistically on earth, and that's how he set up and gave us the instructions on how to become Christians and follow the basic instructions to get to heaven. Because all of us going to give this dust up. He came and put the dust on, but he was still the Son of God inside that dust. And he was punished and everything. He could feel the pain of being treated like he was and died like he died, being beaten and carrying on, and then pierced him in the side and forthwith, which was one thing that was really to be done. He was pierced in the side by one of the soldiers. And the Bible says, forthwith there out came blood and water. And that's important, because when you are baptized after you heard the word, believe the word, repent of your sin, confess Christ to be the Son of God, and you're buried in the water of the grave of baptism, when you go down like that, you come up a new creation in Christ Jesus. You now become a Christian. All right, because
okay,
he shed that blood, and Jesus shed the blood on planet Earth when blood and water came out of his body. You think it just went down on the ground down below him? No. It penetrated the whole earth. So wherever you are and hear the gospel and want to obey it, you can be born again. That's important. Now, you remember, sir, that you're going to have to give up your body one day, and it's going to go back to the dust from whence it came. But your spirit either goes to heaven or hell.
Hmm.
It's going to go to a waiting station for the judgment day.
Oh, yeah, what about
the
judgment day? If someone goes to hell, wouldn't it, they going to come back to judgment day?
No, nobody's going to hell or heaven until Christ comes back.
Oh,
now,
okay. So no one's in heaven
thing
right now. I got that.
It's angels and God.
There are angels in heaven, but I mean, no human is going to go to heaven until after Judgment Day. That's what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
No
human
is going.
I believe that's what the Bible teaches too. Yeah.
Right. So that's what we all have to understand. So
okay.
So
where are they?
Earth,
they're just in the grave right now. They're just waiting in the grave right now.
The spirit left the grave.
He is in the grave.
You know, when you die, your spirit leave that body immediately.
So where is the spirits are in the grave?
It's in a waiting station for hell or a waiting station for heaven.
Okay, so they've already been judged. They just waiting for judgment then.
They have not been judged yet. They have not.
Oh, so your waiting place is going to be either for heaven or hell. Okay, I got that. Okay,
yeah,
then
that's where you're going. Your everlasting life.
One or the other.
Yes,
that's
sir
it.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
that's good. Oh,
okay,
well, thank
you
so much for that explanation.
Yes, sir. Call back in again if you got any other questions. Or tell some of your friends to call in.
Well, I don't want to take up your program. Okay, thank you so much.
Hold on.
Let me just also emphasize, as we speak about hell and heaven and judgment, the final judgment is going to be when God judges all of the evil men in the earth. That final
Amen
hell, that eternal damnation, is the final judgment for all ungodly men. God is not sending some right now, and then when the other ones die, and then when judgment day come, send the rest. All will go to hell at the same time.
Amen.
All those who are going to heaven will go to heaven at the same time.
Oh, you know, a lot of people don't know that, though. So I'm glad you do. That's right. First Thessalonians says they're all going to be changed at the same time.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
And so death is a spiritual realm where the soul of man will exist until that final day of judgment. That's what death is. But death is going to be dissolved. It's going to be destroyed. It will exist no more. That's the enemy. That's the final enemy of man. Death will be destroyed, ended, dissolved, vanished away at the appearing of Christ in the final day of judgment. Death will exist no more.
I heard that.
So we have
Amen.
This is the faith of it. But when we die out of this world, our judgment is set. You either gonna be saved to go to heaven, or you're gonna be damned to eternal hell. Your final fate is set. But God will not declare and separate and send us to heaven or hell until the final judgment, when all will go to their final destiny. You will know if you die out of this world. You will know your destination because you're going to have the pre-qualification of it. You're either going to be resting in death, or you're going to be tormented in death. Everybody that died is not resting in peace in their spirit. Some are going to be tormented in their spirit because they already know where they're going. Those who are alive and remain, we will be changed in an instant, and we will be judged in the same instant. And we either go to heaven or we'll go to hell.
That's
it. That closed the book right there.
So the people who go back to hell, they're going to be alive in hell?
Huh?
Those who go to hell are going to be alive in hell. Is that it? Or are they going to be dead?
No. It's spiritual death, but it is not physical death. Remember, physical death will disappear, be dissolved, and destroyed at the second appearing of Christ in the final day of judgment. It's not about that we're going to be dead physically. The spirit of man, the soul of man, will never experience physical death. It will only experience spiritual death or spiritual life, but not physical death. So, yes.
So, the physical, they'll be physically alive in hell for eternity.
No. You're going to be spiritually,
spiritually alive in hell for eternity.
In hell for all eternity.
Oh, okay.
It's not about physically alive at all. Nothing physical now. It's all spirit.
Spirit, yeah.
Spirit, right. Right,
okay.
Because your dust, when the body dies, the body is going to go back to the dust from whence it came. But the spirit is going to be judged, and it will live eternally in heaven or eternally in hell on judgment day. Yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
So the most important thing, sir, is to remember, if you're not a member of the church, obey the gospel, please. And then continue to live right. That's what this is all about. It's getting people to live right, okay? Because we were commanded in 2 Timothy chapter 4 to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, teach to themselves, teachers have an itch in ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fable. America is at that point right now. That's why all these preachers are making millions of dollars, T.D. Jakes, I don't know, he had a few problems there a while back, but he was making over $52 million a year.
Ooh.
A man who used to play the organ and song. He never had priests. He was just the instrumental man, taking care of the songs and everything. And then now he's making over $52 million. It's all about the money. Look at the many one of them that you see up there, big time preachers, and all of them. They're making the money, and they're in it for the money.
Oh my goodness! Well, I know about that.
Yes, yeah, well, tell you anything to bring some money. All right.
True. That's a lot of money.
Yes, sir. That's a lot of money for sitting up there lying to the people, not telling the doctor. I'm serious. And people enjoy it too. They enjoy it.
Oh yeah.
They want to heal. I heard
there's a
young man.
There's a lot of surprises on Judgment Day. I know
yes,
that.
Yes, sir. I heard a young man
some
that told me
think
not
they're going, and they're
going
to find out they're not going to heaven.
Yeah, there you go.
Going to be some surprises.
Let me give you an example of one. He told me, he said that day he came by to see me about helping him with something he was talking about. But anyway, he said, yeah, man, I go to my church. I'd be out there. I come out the club, you know, about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and wherever I've been to the hotel and the club, and I go to church, and man, I get there and I just lay out back there on them seats and just hear all that good music. Just, you know, so this is Sunday morning nightclub.
Yeah.
So that's what we got to watch that day, you know.
I heard
people want to hear something to make them feel good.
We all got to try and get there the best way we can.
Well, that's why we are here tonight. Are you a member of the body of Christ now? Are you a member of the Church of Christ?
Pardon me again?
Are you a member of the Church of Christ?
I'm one of the anointed, so I'm saved.
Well, no, you can't be just anointed.
You're a member of the Church of Christ.
You know,
put
my faith, I'm saved. So I'm good. I know the Bible says, you know, he doesn't put new wine into old wineskins, so different people are going to have some different doctrines when Christ comes. So.
Well, the Bible only has one doctrine.
Everyone can't take the new wine, you know.
Hey, I'm going to ask a question. Hey, if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you can't go to heaven. There's no game play with this radio program. Come on, let's get serious now.
Yes.
This is not nothing to play with. We've got God's word in front of us. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you can't go to heaven. I don't care who you are. The president can't
Amen.
Go to heaven if you're not a member of the Church of Christ.
Nothing.
We've got to teach the truth. Let's stick with the book. Let's not go talking about Jesus did this and Jesus did not good. That ain't what the Bible teaches. It teaches us the plan of salvation. Let's do what it says. Quit all this. I ain't going to get nothing done. Either the truth
Amen.
Or nothing. I'm like an old preacher told me one time, either you got the truth or you got nothing.
Amen.
Straight up. Amen. I'm going to get serious on you now because you're playing with God. And I don't care for it. I don't appreciate you playing with my God. I'm just
I appreciate that. I don't want to upset you, brother.
No,
that's
you're
all right.
Getting on
I got
nerves.
It.
That's foolishness.
I'm going to tell you about it. If you have a Bible, have you read Acts chapter 2?
Acts 2.
The day of Pentecost, Acts 2 and 37 and 38. What happened when Peter preached that first sermon in the Bible, and over 3,000 people were saved that day by being baptized into the 1-2 church, and they scattered them all over the world. Taking the gospel with the apostles went and preached the gospel, and they said the same thing that they said in Acts chapter 2. You got to hear the word, believe the word, repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be buried in the water grave of baptism for the remission of your sins, and you become a member of the body of Christ. No man or nothing put you in there. You become Christ adds you to the body of Christ. That's the only way you can be saved. And then if you find another way, the way you said you got saved, prove that in the Bible. You cannot prove that nowhere in the Bible.
You haven't got time to listen to it, so.
Yeah.
Well,
but it doesn't matter because she, per my belief, you know, Christ says he does not put new wine into old wineskins. He saves the old wineskins, but he saves the new wine in two different places. So it's okay if you're going
to
have two different doctrines going on, two different understandings, but they're going to end up in the same place.
No,
that's what that means.
No.
He doesn't put the new wine into the old wineskins.
No. What are you doing?
The old wineskins
are
okay. You can accept the old wineskin traditions, but the new wine is too powerful for the old wineskins.
Have you torn except the two out of your Bible? How many chapters have you torn out of your Bible?
Oh, I got to get off this phone.
Go to Acts chapter 2 and read.
Anyway, I'm on my mother's phone. I got to get off of it. But you gentlemen have a very nice evening, and I enjoyed your answering my question. And I'll try and tune in again, and we'll talk more.
Call back on Thursday.
Okay, Thursday. I'll try it on Thursday. Okay, then. Will you? God bless you guys. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Someone called, brother. Yes, sir.
The gentleman that was just on, you may not recall, that's Larry Wilson. He has been on with us before, and remember he was reading and discussing out of the Jehovah's Witness New World Translation of the Bible. Now, he doesn't claim to be a Jehovah's Witness follower entirely. He claims to be aloof from that. But the point is that he knows what we teach. And we've explained everything to him before. When he will not admit what church he's a member of, he is denying the truth. Okay? The Word of God declares that all the saved are saved in the Lord's church. Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47.
Amen.
He's not a member of the Lord's church. And this foolishness about a misinterpretation and a misinterpretation of the scripture talking about new wine in the old wine skin. We already know what that means. It's merely talking about the fact that we are a New Testament church. Right. We are not the Old Testament church. There are only two churches that you can speak of coming from the Word of God. There's the Old Testament and the New Testament. Christ is the builder, founder, and the head of the New Testament church, his church. Anybody that doesn't admit or is not a member of Christ's New Testament church is not a part of the kingdom of God and the saved family of God. You can claim that you're saved. You can claim that, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But if you have not obeyed the gospel and been baptized to the Lord's church, you're not saved. And Larry does that as well as ourselves. So we don't want to waste a whole lot of time with him on that because he already knows. You may not have recognized his voice, but he's already been told these things, Brother Paul. And he knows.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, you just have, if he keeps coming up with these foolish questions or these questions that he doesn't seem to have the Bible, the true spiritual understanding, we give him the understanding, and then if you don't agree, we have to let him go.
Right, but we may have other listeners, so when he does that, we don't have to keep talking to him a long time. Just let him say, and then talk to Acts chapter 2. We go to Acts chapter 2 and read it, you know, so that the listeners can be strengthened, you know, and let them know. And they'll see how off he is by not reading Acts chapter 2. When they heard this, they were, you know, they were baptized, Acts 2, 37, 38. Over 3,000 were added to the church, okay? So that's the only place you find the church when it first started in the Bible. No other churches were in the Bible. So we could all, that would help us to be able, if there are listeners there or taping it on their computer, they'll have that fact, and they can go, they will go looking fast. Because I think he could care less about open up the Bible, except for that one scripture he's talking about, old version, and so forth. But he's not going to go any further harder than that. What do you think?
All right.
Okay, so we just read it and let it speak for itself. Okay?
Yeah.
Have we left off anybody to speak for us, Brother
see this comes up and comes up and comes up. When a man talks about the Word of God, he needs to be talking about truth, not just come out here with a bunch of nonsense. But I was nonsense. If I tell you the truth one time, you understand that. That just don't want to do what God says. Now, when God says something, he means what he says. It's just like you. You got two sons. Said something, you meant what you said. You say, well, okay, son, you can go ahead and do what you want to do. No, you meant it. Well, God means the same thing in this book. He tells us how to do it, what to do, and to do it.
Amen.
We don't need to be questioning. Our biggest problem, and I know this is in the Church of Christ too, we question God all the time. Well, you know what we're saying? We don't believe that. We don't want to recognize what God is saying, or we want to put God in left field. God is front and God is first. He said in Matthew 6:33, still in the book, letting it and throw it out somewhere. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness shall be added unto thee. We don't want to seek God first, really. We want to argue before we seek it, or we got to be beat down. I ain't got time to be beating you down. I tell you what the Bible says, show you what the scriptures say, and you want to step an argument, and you tell me I can't understand that. Yes, you can. You don't believe it. See, a lot of folks claim they believe in God. They don't really believe in God. I've been through that experiment with people. Well, I believe no sir and no ma'am. There ain't but one way to believe in God, and that's the way they did on the day of Pentecost. When they obeyed the gospel, when they heard the message, the Bible said they were cut to the heart or pricked in the heart.
Yeah.
That they were convicted of what they had done wrong. That's all it was. And then when Jesus gave them the answer from the Holy Spirit, they responded. And they were baptized into Christ.
Yes.
That's how Christ knew that they believed in him, because they did what he said.
They obeyed
the gospel. Hebrews 5:8-9, though he were a son, he learned obedience by the things he suffered. He became the author and finisher of our salvation to them that obey him.
Amen.
If we are not obedient to God, we're not none of his.
Amen.
We got a lot of proclaimers. I'm a child of God. No, sir, and no, ma'am. You are not a child of God. You are a child of the devil.
Amen.
Satan's on your throne until you remove him. He has not removed from your heart. You got to get rid of it through the watery graves of baptism by faith in Christ Jesus. That's how it's done. Let's face it the way it is. So I'm not scared to tell a man the truth. I just tell him. I don't care if he gets mad. He can swell up and bust. And bust and crush. We can all die and go to hell and the Bible's still going to stand. It's not going anywhere.
Man.
We got a problem with the world. We kind of not. We don't want to hurt. When it comes to the Word of God, if the Bible hurts your feelings, then your feelings just hurt.
Man.
Because soul's going to be hurt worse than that. When God gives you that final judgment and you leave this earth without Christ, you know, when you leave this earth without Christ, you all by yourself. You ain't just smart when you leave here. You lost for eternity. Huh? Christ can't go down to hell with a sinner. No, sir, and no, ma'am. You got to get in Christ. That's why God set up his church, for everybody to get in. We know God set it up, and we still deny it. Just like God told Noah to build that ark.
Amen.
He told us to do and how to build it. Noah did exactly, because the Bible said in Genesis 6:22, he did all that God commanded. And Genesis 7:5, the Bible says he did all that God commanded. Noah preached 100 years. And nobody got saved but him and his household.
Amen.
They heard the message. Why didn't they do it? They didn't believe it. They didn't believe it, Brother William. They didn't believe the ark could save them. If they did, they would have got in.
Yep.
And then God put his seal on it. Just like when we be added to the church, God put his seal on us. How do we do that? Through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a guarantee to us.
Amen.
And now we go to acting up and go to being sinful, God will take that back. And we ain't even got him. That's the way it is.
Man.
You see, you had a divorce over the Old Testament. I read one day over the Old Testament. God got a divorce. Why did he get a divorce? in Isaiah 50 and verse 1, because of sin. And when we sin, God gets a divorce.
Yeah.
He separates himself from us. When we willfully sin, when you know what willfully sin, I'm going to do it anyway. I don't give a care what Brother Johnson, what Brother Parker say, or what the Word of God says. When we tell you what it says and you still going to refuse it, we got people in the church refusing. We know we got the world refusing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be religious now. But nobody wants to become a Christian, Brother William.
Mm.
The Bible says they were Christians in Antioch.
Mm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Peter said they were Christians. Now, everything but a Christian now. What's the problem? The problem is yourself. Just tell them and let them walk. Tell them and let them walk. If they don't want it, forget it. You ain't lost, you saved. God walking with you. You repeating what God already said. That's all you're doing. God already said it in the book. And all we doing is repeating what the book said. That's all. When I read the Word of God and I see what God said, God telling me, James, stay with me. Stay with me.
Yes.
That's what he's telling me. Stay with me. You in me, now stay with me.
Yes.
Don't let the devil and nobody else trap you and get you out. You got my word. Read it daily. Stay prayed up, and God is with you. You are prayed up, and you are unreadable in the Bible, the devil knocks at the door and tears the house up. Huh?
Yep.
Hello?
Amen.
He tears the house up. And I'm not talking about the physical house. I'm talking about the spiritual house, yourself.
Yeah.
He comes back in, and then you got to either repent or you're going to hell.
Amen.
You got to fight. Folks just don't want to hear what God's got to say. But, oh, the day coming, brethren, is already upon us. We see death all around us, Brother Parker. God letting us look at this.
Yes.
He's letting us see this. He's warning us from the evil world.
Yes.
And I look at the evil, what they're doing. He says, I see it. He said, but keep on preaching. Let's keep on telling them, whether they want to hear it or not. You preach it until I tell you to stop.
Yes.
And when God stops, that means he's going to take you on. Because you done all that he wanted you to do.
All right.
That's what's stopping you. When you done all that you done can possibly do, you're trying to help the church, and the church gets sinful. Keep preaching, Brother Parker. Don't stop.
Amen.
Just tear it up. Just tear the pulpit up. Just beat it down till it falls to the floor. And I'm talking spiritual now. I'm just telling you, when we get up in those pulpits, let's just preach it like God said it.
Amen.
Well, a man. Jeremiah was told in Jeremiah chapter 1, beginning at verse 4 through 8. He said, they're going to look at you funny. Other way, they're going to look at you with their eyes funny. But you know they're looking at you funny. We want you to stop, Jeremiah. No, sir, Jeremiah, you don't stop. You keep, Brother William, you keep preaching. Don't worry about what the people think. You serving God.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Is that not right?
That's it.
That's what we serve. We ain't serving no man. I'm not serving you, Brother William. You ain't serving me. Brother Park ain't serving me. He's serving God, the one that's going to give him a reward at the end of his life.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul,
he
knew he was ready. He said, I kept the faith.
Yes.
He preached the word. He didn't worry about what those people thought. He didn't care what they thought. He preached it like it is. That's what God expects us to do. He said, preach it in season, out of season, rebuke and grow all of suffering and doctrine. Because the time is coming that they will not endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
But it's turning unto fable. In other words, we don't want to hear it, Brother Parker. We don't want to hear it, Brother Wick. But you just preach it anyway. You preach it to God to come on, son. When God calls you, then you get on up here. You go on up out of here. Long as you got breath, Brother Parker, if God let you preach it, another 65 years, you just keep on
preaching
old doctrine.
Amen.
Because it ain't nothing new under the sun. It's God's word what it said. We got to preach it. People just don't want to hear it. They get an attitude. You got to show it to them. You're almost on your knees for them, and they still don't want to listen. God's word still stands. Please believe it. Look at it. You see people are dying and the Bible's still here?
Yes.
Yes.
Huh? People leaving here every day. We talked about the man 74 years old. He gone. They're going to bury him, but the Bible's still here.
Yeah.
The man that killed him, he gone. The Bible's still here. See, God said his word will not pass away. Heaven and earth don't pass away, but his word will pass. Acts 24:35.
Yes.
Amen.
Luke 21:33. 1 Peter 1:24-25. Isaiah 40:8. God's word will be here with man laying in the grave.
Yes.
God's word is going nowhere. He has proved it already to us. We got the truth. Let's stand on it. Don't worry about it. You know what? I learned something as I've been in the church, Brother Parker. I believe what God said. I believe in standing on the truth. I don't care what these people have, visions and dreams and all that old fooling that they claim. Because when I would put on them, I would put them scriptures on them. I would not dream on that.
All right.
Put the Bible on them. Beat them down. See what God's going to do for them. God will back them up in the corner. Then let God talk. Open the scriptures. Then let God talk. Watch what God will do for them. God will put them, put his own scriptures on. I've seen people get so mad with me, call me all kind of names. I'm still preaching the word. You're lost and you're going to go to hell if you don't get it right on this earth. Because you can't go to heaven with sin. The Lord already cleared that clarification up.
Mm-hmm.
And we get people so mad. Yeah, let them get mad. They'll calm down. When they calm down, brother, guess what they're going to have to do? Either obey God or reject God. One of the two.
Yeah.
God is the answer to our everyday problem. Now, that's just the final line to it. I know you have heard the word, heard the message, believed the message. We have gave good doctrine tonight, and we have told you what you can do all over the radio land. If they pressed in that number one key, they heard the message. All we got to do is keep preaching it. God blessed us with this radio program. I've been doing some serious praying about it, Brother Parker.
Yes.
Answer that prayer, and it's going forward. It's not going backwards.
Amen.
It's going backwards if we quit. So let's go forward with it. And let's just drop these scriptures like we're dropping hot potatoes on them.
Yes, sir.
That's what we do it, because they're going to come in with all kind of questions, but we can stop them. And Paul said, I didn't know what Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:23, he said, avoid unfoolish and unlearned questions.
Yeah.
Get down to the serious part. They need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mark 16:15 said, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be saved. The Bible speaks the truth. God tells the truth, Brother William.
Yeah.
He's not telling us no lie. And they don't say we're talking about, well, God lying to no sir and no ma'am. The Bible says in Hebrews 6:10-18, God cannot lie.
Yes.
Now, if God can't lie, he's lying to us. The devil.
Amen.
The devil is a liar. He's the father of all liars. John 8:44. He's a liar from the beginning.
Amen.
He ain't trying to change. God put him in the book so we know who he is. We ain't got no excuse for that either. And people get mad when we mention hell. It's all over the Bible. In Job 26, it says hell has no covering. You go there, you stay there.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Not in Christ, that's why you're headed. God's not going to save you in sin. So ever since you trying to trap somebody with, you know, I'm a good person, that ain't going to work either. All we say is not going to work with God. Let's just be fair with God. Say, God, here am I surrender. What you want me to do? Let's be like the Apostle Paul said. Lord, what would you have me to do?
Yes.
That's what the question was. What would you have me to do? And a preacher came to him and told him what he had to do. And I told him, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sin, calling on the name of the Lord. And you know what?
Amen.
Paul didn't call on nobody else but the Lord.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He didn't say that. Well, you know, Ananias, I've been under the law for 40 years, and now I'm going to do something. No, sir. He obeyed what God said.
Yes.
He knew what Jesus said. He understood it. See, we've talked about nothing when it comes down to salvation. We get a little kid attitude. I ain't gonna do it. You ain't hurting me. You ain't hurting the preacher. You hurting yourself. You don't get mad with the preacher. The preacher still got to tell you what God said. Jeremiah was through all the transition for 45, 50 years. He went through it. Went to prison through it.
Yep.
They beat him down.
Amen.
They beat Apostle Paul down. They killed him. But they stood up for the truth. We're going to have to learn to stand up for the truth. Don't be scared. God don't need no cowards in his army.
Amen.
You remember the story of Gideon, Brother William?
Yes.
What did he tell him to do? He said, I know that will not let that water go home.
Yes.
They were scared. Go home.
Amen.
What those, he
Amen.
Took 300 men and wiped out a whole tribe, a whole nation.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? They had God on their
Amen.
Side. We got God, brother. God will help wipe out a nation if we can't get them together.
Yeah.
God said, tell them, you're through with it. You done preached the gospel to them. They don't want to hear. I'm Baptist. I'm nothing. It ain't in the Bible. We can't
Amen.
Go along with what they say. I'm Jehovah's Witness. I'm Seventh-day Adventist. I'm Catholic. But Brother William got a Catholic Bible, and it says Church of Christ in there. How did they get the Church of Christ in a Catholic Bible? I still wonder. Talk to me, Brother William. It ain't. You're right.
There's no such thing as a Catholic Bible.
How did they do that? Go put a Catholic word on top of the Church of Christ. Oh, come on, now.
Nope.
It ain't going to work.
Ain't no Catholic Church.
And the Bible. And then they talk about it don't make a difference in a name. And you can show them Acts 4 and 12 all day, brother. And they still trying to argue about that. What's the problem?
Yep.
Man.
What's the problem with God's name? Nothing wrong with the name. It's just you don't want to do what he tell you. Huh? That's it. Rejecting the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is the only thing going to save us, brother William. There ain't no other name going to save us.
Man.
I can't even say this church. If I'm in a Baptist church, I'm already going to hell. That's simple as that.
Amen.
If I'm in a Catholic church building, I'm going to hell.
Amen.
Got to know these things. We got folk on trying to hold on to tradition and all that old foolishness. God had already told me what to do. He said, go preach and go teach. That's our job as a mission of the preacher and the church of the
Yes.
We to tell them and move on. Tell them and move on. Keep on doing what God says. Don't worry about it. God got your reward.
Yes.
You got the best reward that's in heaven. Your reward is in
Amen.
Heaven.
Amen.
Their reward is in hell.
Mm-hmm.
They don't come to Christ. They ain't your fault. Well, I think I'm missing. No, you ain't. You told them the truth. I'm like, Brother Marshall, what you say? You told them the truth. What book can you tell them? The Apostle Paul told them the truth. When he preached to himself, he said, I told them the truth. What more could he tell them?
Amen.
He could tell them nothing but Jesus. Jesus is the truth, Brother William.
That's
if we don't go to Jesus with the truth, then we ain't got nothing.
That's right.
The devil don't care if you never preach Jesus. Believe what I tell y'all now. You don't care if we preach him or not. He'd rather for you preach anything but Jesus. See, he wants you to tell a story. Well, you know, what's the
Amen.
About Jesus? No, you ain't read about Jesus. You know about Jesus because Jesus is God and God is Jesus. And we know that, and we still try to change our
life. Amen.
How can Jesus be God and all that? What question? What are you questioning? Ephesians chapter 4 says only one God, Leroy.
Yes.
One God. He didn't say God.
Amen.
He said one, O-N-E.
That's
if
right.
I give you $1, that's you got $1 in it.
Yep.
You ain't got no $2. You had even one. But you won't say, well, I got $2. Why you get $2 out of $1? See what I mean? Both.
Well.
The truth, Brother Parker, and they get so mad with us. Oh, well, yeah, I know they get off the radio. The people think they know the whole Bible. I know that too. That's old.
Yeah.
And we know the whole Bible. We just know the truth. That's
Amen.
All. We know the truth.
Amen.
And God has blessed us to know it.
Amen.
See, what the problem is with a lot of folks, they're not honest. That's the biggest problem in America. They're not honest, Brother Parker. They're always trying to fight against God. Against you and me, because when God says something, he means it.
Yeah.
He means it, and it's going to stay the way he means. And he said he's not going to change his book, so we might as well face it. If I'm in sin, brother, when you try to pull me out the fire, don't worry about me, worry about falling out with you. You telling me the truth, you said, now, Brother Johnson, you know you're wrong. Come on out of there. Now, if I don't have to, gone to hell, Brother Johnson. That's just the way it is. Don't you come down there with me. Huh?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You see a lot of folks.
Amen.
I'm older than brother. Age ain't got nothing to do with it.
No.
Age ain't got nothing to do with it. It's your soul that got something to do with it.
That's right.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to reach the souls of men before Jesus comes back. He's trying to be lenient, but that suffering going to wear out in a minute. It's going to wear out. He's going to start pulling some more people out, letting the devil just kill them because they won't do what he says. It's going to happen right here where we at, Brother Williams, because they mock us every time they see us. They talk about it and get up in our face. Oh, y'all doing a good job. But then they want to compromise. Now the lady wants to compromise with us, Brother Williams. It ain't going to work. I don't want to go down that way and be compromising God's word. But y'all can't collect the treasure. That we got to do what God tell us.
Amen.
We can't have God's word.
Nope.
God ain't no halfway. When God went to that club, he ain't no halfway, Brother Parker. He went all the way.
Right.
Now we're going to be half of the job. Brother half go, oh, God ain't going to accept that.
No.
Like I said, I ain't going down there. I'm not going down there to worship with none of them, and I ain't going to fool with them. If they don't want to do God's will, we can't worship with them.
Amen.
Amen.
That's just the bottom line to it. That's why I said, she don't come talk crazy to me, because I told her, I ain't worshiping with them. They sinful. The preacher don't know the truth and won't try to teach them the truth. And then we try to teach them the truth. He said, we're lying. How are you going to say we're lying and we've got the Bible right here in front of us?
Hmm.
They don't want to hear it. But, I love Jesus. You hear that, Brother William? I love Jesus. But the Bible tells me in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. How are you going to keep his commandments? You don't have them. You ain't did his will.
You refuse?
Huh? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
But they claim.
Amen.
Why are you claiming and God ain't even walking with you?
Mm.
God do not walk with sinners. I told somebody that one time, I know God walking with me. I swear, I tell you what, go out there and stand out there long enough, a straight bullet hits you, God ain't walking with you. You just dead. You lost. When God is with his people, he shields his people. He got the spirit, the holy angels are shielding his people. God keeping this nation alive because a few rightful people are still trying to worship him in spirit and in truth. If this whole world go into sin and chaos, God has let it go on and die.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But God got a few righteous ones, Brother Parker. That's why the world is still standing. We still trying to preach and reach the Lord.
Yeah.
But if they don't come in, we can't do nothing for them.
Amen.
We can't help you on the outside. We can only help you when you come on the inside of Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. That's the problem with the people today. They don't want to hear it. They get mad with us. So what we got to do now is go forward and preach to somebody the ice is broken. You got to chisel it.
Yeah.
You know, like you take a hammer and beat a chisel until you beat that rock into pieces.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you got to do, people. Just steady throw that word in their face. Every time you see them and they come in your face, just be ready. Just put them scriptures on them.
Uh-huh.
And they know you're not for no play because every time you go to them, you got a Bible answer. They can't hang out.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do nothing with us. All they can do with us is wrong. They can't. That, see, Jesus said in Matthew 10, in 26 to 28, he said they can kill the body, but he said fear him that can kill both body and soul in hell.
Yes.
That's who I fear. Who do you fear? We got to keep Jesus' way.
Amen.
I turn the radio broadcast over to you, brethren. I know we went over, but we got to finish it up.
Brother Parker,
yes.
Our brethren, our Christian brethren ministers, and our listeners in Radio Land, as Brother Johnson said emphatically, we must go by and we must listen to, we must obey the word of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, the Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
That's what he said.
All things are changed. Behold, all things have become new.
Uh-huh.
Everyone who is a part of the New Testament salvation is those who are in Christ.
Amen.
There is no such thing as Old Testament salvation in Christ.
Amen.
There is no
Amen.
Salvation in the Old Testament.
Amen.
The old man, which is the old body of sin, has been done away with.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Has been removed. And so that a new man has come forth.
Mm-hmm.
We are new
yeah.
when we are baptized into Christ, are baptized into his death.
Amen.
We are buried
Amen.
With him at baptism.
Amen.
We are raised with him through the operation, the power, and the will of God in the Spirit.
Amen.
We are new
man.
We are the new creature in Christ.
Amen.
There is no philosophy
Amen.
Of old skins and new wine that we have to be worried about. The new wine is in a new skin.
Amen.
The new
Amen.
Wine is the perfect salvation of Jesus Christ. It's in the New Testament kingdom of God, the New Testament church.
Amen.
It's in Christ.
Amen.
Christ is new. We who have obeyed Christ, we are new. We are not old.
Amen.
So we are not new
Amen.
Wine. We are new wine in new skin. Let's stop trying to make a philosophy where God has not. Let's
Amen.
Not trying to take a scripture
yes.
words out of a context to make up a theory that doesn't fit the word and the will of God.
Amen.
The old
Amen.
Man, the old body of sin has been done away with.
Amen.
That's what the Bible teaches.
Amen.
And so we have to continue to follow the truth, the
Amen.
Word of God. I just want to say that in our closing tonight, we just pray that those who are on the air, those who are listening in our radio audience, who may or may not have a question to say at this time, we want you to know that you can only be saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Romans 1:16, Paul wrote by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ,
mm-hmm.
for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth,
mm-hmm.
that is, believes and continues in faith.
Amen.
You have to be and continue in faith in order for the gospel to save you.
That's it.
It does not save
yes.
those who will not obey it.
Amen.
Jesus commanded
Amen.
It. We are to administer it. Men have to obey it and be saved.
That's it.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Mark, we turn it over to you for our final remarks.
Amen.
We
want to thank you. Yes, sir.
Turn it back over to you, my brother.
Yes, sir. And we've appreciated tonight all of the fine speaking and those calling in. We ask you to call in or press the button number one if you have something to say. But we've certainly appreciated you on tonight. And we
Amen.
Want you to know that. We hope if you listen close and listen to the word of God, you might
Amen.
Understand and obey it before it's everlastingly too late for your soul. Let
yeah.
us go to God in prayer. Father God, we come humbly bowed before thy throne of grace. Thank you, kind
yeah.
Father, for another wonderful day that you've given unto us. Not that we've been so good, but your grace and your mercy through your Son
yeah.
Jesus has made this day possible unto us. And Father, we hope, trust, and pray those listeners that have heard the gospel, that they will repent and be baptized into Christ Jesus, Father. So alive in this earth. Be with us. Continue to bless this program and bless your word that it will continue to spread throughout the world. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name and thank the Darien Church of Christ sponsoring this program for us and Brother Lewis Parker
yeah.
IV. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good night, Brother Parker Jr., Brother Parker IV, Brother Brown, Brother Johnson, and to our radio audience that's listening in. Brother Williams, get all a blessed and a good evening.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.